Hi, this is Anne, and welcome to another episode of Diverse Wellbeing, a podcast where parents of children with needs find support, connection, and real conversations on embracing self-care. Today we're focusing on a simple but powerful tool to support your well-being. It's called the self-care to-do list. The idea here is that small actions make a big difference. So you might wonder, what is a self-care to-do list? It is your personal checklist of activities that nurture your physical, emotional, and mental health. It's a reminder to prioritize yourself along with the demands of day-to-day life, which is especially important for parents of children with additional needs. Many parents focus on visual supports for their child, but maybe don't consider how helpful they could be for their own well-being. So why would a self-care to-do list be useful to you? Small intentional moments of care help sustain our energy and prevent exhaustion. Neglecting your self-care can lead to emotional exhaustion and physical symptoms like headaches, tension, or difficulty sleeping. When you're running on empty, it's hard to regulate your emotions. It can be hard to make clear decisions or respond to challenges with the patience that your child needs from you. A self-care to-do list acts as a visual prompt, a simple, practical way to remind you that small moments of self-care are really necessary and most definitely not selfish. It's not only for when you have free time, which, let's be honest, is rare as a parent. It's there for the moments when you feel overwhelmed, exhausted, or disconnected, and helps you reset and regain balance. You might use your list when you feel emotionally drained. Some days are just harder than others. If you're feeling low, your list can remind you of small positive actions to shift your mood, like listening to a song you love or sending a quick message to a friend. You might use your list in between daily tasks. Maybe you have 5 minutes while waiting for an appointment or while your child is happily engaged in an activity. Instead of scrolling on your phone, you check your list and pick something simple. Another good time to check your list is at the end of the day. Maybe you're going to bed and you realise you haven't taken a single moment for yourself. Instead of feeling guilty, you check your list and do one small thing: wrapping yourself up in a cosy blanket, lighting a candle, or taking 3 deep breaths before sleep. By making your list easily accessible, you can build a habit of checking in with yourself and taking small but meaningful steps to maintain your well-being. By regularly engaging in these small acts of care, you're not just looking after yourself, you're strengthening your ability to care for your child in a way that's sustainable. A well-supported parent is a more present, patient, and resilient one. So, how do you create your self-care to-do list? Well, it's a personal and thoughtful process. Here's how to start. Step 1. Identify activities that nourish you. Think about simple actions that you enjoy or help you to relax. This could be enjoying a cup of tea, going for a short walk, or putting on comfy clothes. Step 2. Be realistic. Choose activities that are doable within your family's daily routine. The goal is to improve self-care without adding more pressure. Step 3. Write them down. Make a list of these activities. To help you get started, I've created a free printable self-care to-do list with 20 simple ideas suitable for busy parents. You can download it from our website, diversewellbeing.ie, and I'll include the link here under the podcast. Step 4. Add your self-care to-do list into your day. Open the Notes app on your phone and start a new note. Enter your self-care activities as a checklist. Throughout the day, mark any activity that you've completed as done. Each morning, reset your list by unchecking the activities and start again. Self-care doesn't have to be time-consuming. Even the smallest action can create a shift in how you feel. Parenting a child with additional needs comes with unique challenges, and it's okay to need support. This simple visual can make a real difference in how you manage daily stress and communication. You don't have to do everything, but taking even one small step towards supporting yourself can make each day feel just a little bit lighter. Thank you for joining me today, and don't forget to download your free self-care to-do list from our website and take that first step towards a more balanced and nourished you. Until next time, take care. This is Diverse Wellbeing, empowering parents and embracing wellness.